This one I wrote on October 30th, Halloween, 1978. And this actually happened. A wolf showed up in the wind. Signature cloud stuffs barreling off the steel gray blue of the valley. Ravishing winds blustering to the inmost soul, the animal kingdom under their control. And of all the things I didn't need, a wolf showed up in the wind today. Down canyon above the mahogany ridges that take full headwinds over an abandoned scree that overlooks the confluence, the hunters saw his silver mantle climb. Ice Age canine from the northern tundra, mystical escape artist from a previous jungle in time. The sheep were all flighty and mean, up their tails and run at the slightest breeze, skittish as a bunch of teenage girls. Cold coming on, rut season, game bulls whistling with each new freeze, and the scent of the wolf riding like a knife along the visible edge of a steel-gray cold front, winds slicing through the trees. And the overbearing chorus of the kingdom of beasts bid liege to his terrible form. All the sounds of life in a second's pause, hushed by the stature of a being, crushing the leaves beneath his paws. Things fit together rather easily. Signal, snapping branch, species eloquence. The bellowing reprisals drawn off the sorrow of the fawns. The stalking of the wolf's hungry brawn. The high staccato warning of the owls before dawn. The inching overfeed of my entire humble nation, yearning and hungry at season's end. When from the hidden blend of nibbling force, the wrapped incisor's dribbling phlegm, stalking the fold from his distant glen, the cunning mold of quicksilver burst forth, flushing my sheep and scattering them far and wide, splitting the herd into a mayhem of captive little fragments down both steep sides of the canyon. Like nervous clumps of seraphim, my little angels in despair, beneath a steel in the air, whipped frozen, all things everywhere, cold and rapacious, the angry maw of winter at its crude task, fleshing out the soft, ruled carcass of the earth, things changing so fast. Hunger's brewing a steep of madness, no less in man. All flesh is grass. All flesh blends until this ending of life begins again. All the tortuous miles beat into my pony's back, frozen in the saddle and looking for tracks, will yet unbend the herder's mind, his eyes peeled in fertile sweeps of loving vigilance as he combs the grand expanse, for the Lord loves his sheep. So when the devil shows up on that deep ravine where the hunters slay their buckskins and leave the guts in heaps, they may say they saw the phantom of the cold north lands feasting his eyes on my beasts, his carnal anthem come to haunt the canyon rim. No, I can't say I was at all surprised today when a wolf showed up in the wind.